Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you feel like your life is running you rather than you running your life? Well, today I'm going to guide you through this. Now, before I get into today's episode, I wanted to mention again an opportunity for you. The Confident Action Taker Academy is going to be launching from January 2022. Now, this is going to be an opportunity for you if you're someone who's wanted to do something, really get clear on your goals and have a high level of accountability, but at the same time, build on your self-confidence. So if that sounds like you, then stay tuned until later in the episode where I'm going to mention a little bit more about that. So back to the episode again. Now, I've been very reactive in my life when I've just gone to people's demands or just followed endless to-do lists and really, really struggled with them. And when I've had no structure, especially when starting a business, right? When it's really, really, it's really like, okay, right, I've got to start a business. You may or may not have started a business, but, you know, completely, we're all completely different. But when I started a business, it was like, right, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. There were so many things to do, okay? But I've learned from it. And I've learned how to be more in control of my own time and schedule, even when there are conflicting demands. And there's people out in the world you can see success from. Some of these great leaders and influencers out there and multi-million dollar business owners who have like several businesses and yet they still juggle things. They've got systems and routines in place in order to allow them to do this. Now, when we don't believe we're in control of our own life and can't structure it, then it's always going to be challenging. And I used to be like that. I'm way too busy. Oh, there's just too much. But isn't the million-dollar business owner is also very, very busy? We all have 24 hours in a day and 7 days in a week. It's just about how we structure it and the priorities we decide. So that's what we're going to talk about now. So let's just dive into it a little bit more. So the first one is that I've often heard from people is that we don't have a clear outcome. We just get caught on the to-do list. A to-do list is never ending. Now, I'm not saying a to-do list within a specific task you scheduled is bad. I'm just saying running your life off a to-do list is not good. And why is that? Because it might not align to what you want. Often our to-do lists are like filled in from other people's agendas. Now and then we've got to be flexible and do other things for other people. It's not about being selfish in life and just being me. But we want to have our life focused in order to be able to serve other people, but also time for ourselves and our relationships and everything like that. So if you live your life off a to-do list and you don't have a clear outcome, then it's going to be a challenge to be in control of your life. So that's the first one. Be really clear on what your outcomes are. Be really specific. What are you going to focus on this month? What is the goal for this month within your finances or business? What's the goal within your health? What's the goal within your emotions? What's your goal within your relationship? What are your different goals? What's your goal within your personal development? Be really clear on what the outcomes are. Okay, I won't go too much into goal setting, although I do a lot of that in various other sources, including the Confident Action Taker Academy, but there are many different sources for goal setting as well. So be really clear on your outcome and what you want rather than being caught in the to-do list. Like I say, a to-do list isn't necessarily bad. It's just bad to use all the time to run your life off when you've not got a clear direction or vision. The second point is you must absolutely find some time to... I forgot what I was going to say then. I've gone blank. You must absolutely have some time to map your week out. Okay. And that means just scheduling some time in at the weekend or whenever you want. Maybe it's a Monday morning. Maybe it's a Sunday. Maybe it's a Saturday. I like to do it on a Saturday, which is today, actually. So I'm going to be doing that task right after this. But scheduling some time into your week so you can schedule your following week and understand what's the outcome you want, going back to point one, and actually scheduling that out. I like to use Google Calendar to actually see where I'm going. Now, what are all these points got to do with confidence? Well, the more you schedule time for the things you actually want, the more trust and the better relationship you're building with yourself, rather than looking for external validation or doing a load of to-dos for other people when you don't know what you actually want. When you understand yourself and you give yourself more of what you need and you structure yourself in that way, that will therefore build your self-confidence and your self-esteem. And self-esteem is how much you like yourself, okay? While self-confidence is the trust in yourself. Okay, now the third point I want to make is getting a coach or accountability partner. Now, obviously, I'm a coach, so you're thinking, Johnny would say that. But coaching changed my life before I became a coach. Now, I tend to do more group coaching now, but I've obviously been a one-to-one coach as well. I do the odd bit of one-to-one coaching, but as a coach, I've seen the value of it from people I've coached and from other people I've been coached by. Because it really helps you get clarity around what you want and therefore take action on it. And a coach will challenge you. They'll challenge you to actually be accountable to what you've done and challenge you when you've got limiting beliefs or doing things that aren't working in your favor when you get into perhaps bad behaviors. But another option for you is an accountability partner. Getting someone to really hold you accountable. Someone you can do a deal with. Now, this would just be my view on the coaching versus the accountability partner. Now, make sure if you're going to get an accountability partner, they're going to be really strong and stick to it. But in my view, and this is just my opinion, decide for you what's best. When you invest into yourself, you pay for a coach or you pay for a program where you meet an accountability partner, you're much more likely to use that resource and you're much more likely to stick to it. Because when people pay, I generally find they pay attention, including myself. When I invest a lot more into myself, I'm not saying you need to go out there and spend like thousands and thousands, but when you invest into yourself, into like coaching, into like a mastermind group where you've got accountability or whatever it is, then you're more likely to take action. So having a coach or an accountability partner is really going to help you take more action. The next point is, allow variety, flexibility, but also structure. So don't have your life, and this is a mistake I made. I'm more on the super organized side than the flow side. But the problem is I needed to introduce more flow into my life. When we have our life so structured, there's no room for flexibility. It becomes stressful and frustrating because that's not realistic because life is flexible. However, if you're being mixing the two, it can give you a really, really good, you know, variety of things. So for example, if you want to get up at 5, 6am, like I do at the moment, you can like structure something from 6 a.m. till 9, and depends again where you are in life and what your family is. I mean, I'm a single guy, but we've all got different situations. But I know, you know, single parents or parents who have got a really ambitious, they'll get up at even 4 a.m. just before their kids wake up so they can get done what they want to do. So really making sure you've got a mixture of structure versus variety. So like where I was going with that is, I'll structure some time in my mornings to really make sure something's set in and I'm focusing on what I want to, but I also allow flexibility later in the day so that I can enjoy it and just do random stuff. Now, obviously I'll have coaching calls and people I coach and various things like that in the evening. So they're set, but I also make sure during the day I allow flexibility as well. Okay. And then the final point, be realistic. It kind of goes on top of what I just said, but be realistic when you're structuring your life. Don't put in your calendar like half an hour when it's like a 2-hour task. Okay. You got to be really realistic with your time and actually be realistic with your circumstances. So for example, if you were a parent, for example, and you kept structuring, you're going to work on your business for an hour at the same time your baby or your kid, well, it's getting a bit different, I guess, with babies because you never know when they're going to wake up. But if you've got like young kids, for example, and then you keep scheduling yourself to do a task at the time they're waking up, is that clever? Is that an intelligent move? Probably not, but we're not always conscious to it. So therefore, be a bit more conscious and be realistic on when you're setting your time to do things. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk about, because when you really, really do make time for running your life and structuring it in a way that it's going to suit you, having that combination of structure but flexibility, that's when you really start to progress with things. And therefore, when you make progress, you gain more confidence, and you're building your self-confidence and self-esteem by actually making time for the things you want and creating a life that you want as well. Okay, what's going to happen if you don't start taking control of that? What's going to be happening in the coming years if you just keep letting going on autopilot mode and letting things hit your agenda that you don't want to, and you're not planning things, you're not clear on your outcome? Think about that. So take something away from today. Like I said, I've been in cases where I've been very reactive and just not really being conscious to life, but I don't want the same for you. I want you to become more conscious about what you want, and therefore start planning and scheduling in the things that are going to be important to you and help you get to where you want to be. Right. So with that said, in terms of accountability and structure, the Confident Action Taker Academy has just that. We are going to be really, really looking at actually some ways of setting goals, how you can become more clear on them, and actually some actions you can do within the program life. So what I've done, I've pulled together some of the best tools that I've learned from some of the top coaches and implemented on myself and my coaching clients that I've worked with. And I'm going to be introducing many, many, some of the best tools that I've personally used into this program. And alongside that, you're going to have a high level of accountability for your action taking alongside this. So if you're someone who really is overthinking, there's too many bits of information day to day, and you're going through this cycle of what do I do next? I'll just do this. And you're not being conscious as you'd like to be, and you'd like to start becoming more confident in what you want to do, and you want to take more action, then this could be a great fit for you, this program. So it's going to be launching in January 2022. But if you're interested right now, don't hold back. Don't overthink. We don't want you overthinking. This is about action taking and changing the quality of your life. So if you're interested in this Confident Action Taker Academy, then all you've got to do is message me the word growth, and we'll take it from there. Just email me to coaching@johnnypardo.com, and I'll speak to you there, or on social media if we're connected as well. And stay tuned for further updates on this as well. So thank you so much for listening today. And if you've appreciated this episode, please share it with your friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people as well. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And remember, work on that self-confidence every single day.